Hi, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Michelle Thornton. I'm from the University of Illinois in Chicago. I am a second-year doctoral student, and so this is actually my first time at APHA, and looking forward to welcoming everybody to our city next year-round for this. I will say that professionally I work as a health insurance consultant. I've done it for about 15 years, and in March of 2010, when the Affordable Care Act, or the ACA, passed, I was just completing my MBA in health sector management, and somehow this launched me into health insurance expert status at that time, and I became in the right place at the right time, and I wound up starting teaching right away at the school where I got my MBA. One thing led to another, and that's kind of how I got partnered up with the folks in health policy at UIC, and it was partly due to the fact that they had just received a training grant to do all of the ACA-related implementation training in the state of Illinois, and they needed somebody that knew about private health insurance to kind of complement their team. So I will just note one of my co-authors in this project, Dr. Lisa Powell from the Institute of Health Research and Policy, but broadly the Navigator program in Illinois is all coordinated by Dr. Elizabeth Calhoun in the UIC HPA department. I don't have any official relationships to disclose, but I think it's probably important to make sure that everybody's up to speed and that we're kind of all understanding what exactly a navigator is and what they're supposed to do under the Affordable Care Act. So this is definitely a new workforce in terms of the way that it's funded. So there's both federal and, in our state, some state-level funding that's all grant-based. And these folks are tasked with providing both low and moderate income populations, previously typically uninsured, with unbiased, linguistically and culturally appropriate information regarding health care coverage options. So each state could implement this kind of a program a little bit differently, although every state is required to have one, or they would just revert to the federal government. But in Illinois specifically, their duties are kind of outlined as outreach, education, enrollment, and then post-enrollment support and conflict resolution. So I think that outreach in general means a little bit of different things to different people. And although the state of Illinois definitely leveraged a lot of traditional marketing as well as social media strategies in their outreach efforts, they didn't necessarily require that the navigators do so as well. They had performance metrics that they had to report on weekly, and these all really focused on kind of traditional strategies, things like educational presentations, health fairs. I don't know, there may have been spinning wheels involved in them, but they were doing the kind of traditional outreach, you know, efforts that you would expect from health promoters. That being said, since we at UIC were responsible for all the training, we were kind of interested in doing some assessment of the work that they did outside of what they were just required to by the state. So in one of those things, this is just based on some kind of local interest there, was taking a look at to see if they voluntarily then kind of went above and beyond and incorporated social media into the work that they were doing. So a few things that we know, just in terms of background, is that social media seems to be, in terms of the research, an effective tool for getting the message out about health and health care. We also see it being leveraged a lot by health insurance corporations. So the Blue Cross Blue Shields of the world, the United Healthcare's, Humana's, all have social media presence. So while traditionally, the private health insurance side of the world has kind of jumped on traditional marketing strategies early on, we don't see that as much in getting out Medicaid enrollment and things of that nature. Interestingly, though, while it's been kind of gaining more steam, one thing that we know is that it seems to be especially effective in the uninsured demographic. So in Illinois, if you take a look at census data, the uninsured seem to be more likely to be male, demographic age group 18 to 34, and tend to be Hispanic or non-Hispanic Black. So again, a quick look over the academic literature in this area shows that this could be a really good matchup in terms of the people that our navigators are trying to talk to, seeing if we look at the demographics of users of social media. Certainly age fits right into that category. The racial and ethnic background does as well. There's some kind of mixed results in terms of men or women in terms of who uses it more, and it seems to vary by the type of site used. But in general, we kind of believe going in that if you're trying to hunt down and find and connect with folks that are uninsured, that this might be a really good way to do it. So in terms of specifically how the ACA or ACA-related organizations are using social media. There was a great article that was published in Modern Healthcare last year specifically looking at Covered California and their efforts using things like Google Hangouts and online Q&A. We've also seen things like Twitter storms and different social media blitzes used by organizations like Enroll America, Young Invincibles, as well as just the federal government trying to get people to healthcare.gov. So one thing, though, that we haven't seen much of, and we think that we're probably one of the only studies that's really looked at it at the individual level, not these large organizational bases. So because we have this one-to-one relationship with all of the navigators in Illinois, we were able to reach out to them directly and find out if they were using social media at all for their outreach, number one, see if we could identify any variation in the navigator demographics or characteristics that might predict higher use of social media in their outreach. And then ultimately, this is the big question, right? Figure out, does it make a difference? So did it matter in terms of their enrollment success? So quick preview of what we found. Just under half of our navigators report using social media tools in their outreach effort. Highest percentage of that was Facebook. We also just see definitely an inverse relationship, as, again, might be expected as navigator age increases, less likely to use social media for outreach. Definitely some meaningful variation by type of social media in terms of race and ethnicity and education level. And then we start to see some very preliminary, and I'm going to be very cautionary about this, but that the use of social media and outreach seems to be correlated with higher enrollment success in the marketplace, but not so much in Medicaid. So we'll talk about why we think that is. All things told, we wound up training just over 1,500 navigators, and the good news about that is that everybody that went through the training program just to enroll in it had to complete a pretty extensive demographic survey, who they are, what their background is, so we know a lot about them as a population. Of that 1,518, 1,250 went on to become officially certified by the state of Illinois. And at the end of open enrollment last year, in March of 2014, we conducted a follow-up survey of that population to really try and assess their activities and figure out what the best practices were. We had a fairly decent response rate. We got 62% of the certified population responding, or 776 navigators that kind of comprise our total sample. Our demographic survey that we draw on asks questions about age, race and ethnicity, education, gender, type of employer that they work for, years experience in the workforce. But really our outcome variables that we're looking at are coming from that follow-up survey. So this is looking at types of outreach activities, use of social media, self-reported enrollment numbers. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that specific one when we get to the end here. But again, I want to caution this is just kind of an estimate in terms of what we're using as an outcome. And then along all of these different kind of subgroups, we kind of try and figure out what makes a difference in terms of how social media played into their work. So to tell you a little bit about what we know in terms of who the navigators are, in our state, overwhelmingly, they are female. Interesting mix in terms of race and ethnicity. If you break down the race and ethnicity of the overall uninsured population in Illinois, they tend to fall along these same percentages. So about 40% of the uninsured in Illinois are white. Same thing with the navigators. And we find similar results when we compare the Hispanic, Black, and Asian populations as well. There are no clear discernible patterns in terms of education or we have a pretty good mix, everything from no college all the way up to a pretty big chunk of folks that are post-college. In our group of navigators, one thing we do see is that they are relatively low on the numbers of years of work experience. Overwhelmingly, our navigators work for community-based organizations, followed by healthcare providers. And we were interested to see, for some of our other studies, but what types of insurance the navigators themselves had. Most of them are getting coverage provided by their employers, although a good chunk are uninsured as well, or were at the time of this survey. So that was interesting in terms of the kinds of messaging that they would use in their outreach. So the first question that we ask that brings up anything about social media is just a general question about types of outreach activities. So this was a choose all that apply type of question, right? At the bottom, we see that our biggest response percentages are in the things that the state was collecting performance metrics on. No big surprise there, right? The incentive is built in. So things like educational presentations, health fairs, all of that tends to score pretty high. In this particular question, you'll see social media with the red box around it. We're showing just under 27% of the navigators using that in an outreach activity. And it was specifically, I think it's important to see, this is how the question was worded, or the answers were worded. What's kind of unique or interesting is that the next question asks then, what types of social media were used in your outreach? And suddenly then we see when we list Facebook, 43% of our navigators report using that. So clearly some discontinuity there, and as a grad student, one of the lessons learned, important to think about the language that we're using and the questions that we ask. The generic, do you use social media question didn't resonate with our respondents, whereas asking, do you use Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, that made more sense. What we did is we collapsed this category down to just a, do you use any type of measure, and for that, we get roughly 44% are using it, compared to on the more generic question, do you use social media, which is 26%. So for all of the rest of our analyses, we'll focus on the collapsed down measure of do you use any of the following types of social media. This is going to be tough to see, but what I can tell you is that when we did the regression, the one thing on that any type of social media used, that the one significant result that comes out of this is really focused on age, right? So when we group our navigators into different age buckets, we see that there's a clear inverse relationship between the use of social media and age. It really kind of jumps down at our age 50 to 59 bracket, and then again, a big jump down at 60 plus. When we stratify the results then by type of social media use, we get a few other things that start to pop out that are interesting. And we have this weird effect with both Facebook and Twitter where our Hispanic and Latino navigators are less likely than their white peers to use Facebook in their outreach. And it's important, I want to keep bringing that up. This is not, are they using Facebook generally? The question is very specific to say in their outreach work. We also see on our Facebook group that as education level increases, so does the likelihood of use of that particular social media tool. One kind of funny result is our age 50 to 59-year-old navigators seem to use LinkedIn for outreach at a higher rate than their peers, which I'm not sure you're really getting at the uninsured demographic with that one, but potentially. So, okay, so, you know, I've been kind of alluding to this question of did it matter, though, right? It's not necessarily helpful to know whether or not they used it if we don't know much about the actual success or performance of how they did in enrolling people in health insurance coverage. So I will say that even today, you know, as we this past weekend started the second round of open enrollment, there's still a challenge out there of getting good information about enrollment in the different types of either whether it's Medicaid or the marketplace. And it's even more difficult when we try and link that directly to a navigator. So what we did as sort of a proxy for this is ask the navigators in our follow-up survey to estimate the number of people that they enrolled in Medicaid in the marketplace. And we looked at those together. We looked at those separate. And what we see, this is just kind of a basic distribution. I'll try and explain to you what we've got going on here. But in the red columns, okay, it's numbers of navigators that enrolled X number of people in Medicaid, and we grouped that into, did they enroll nobody in Medicaid, a low amount of people, which is 1 to 9, a mid number of people, 10 to 25, mid-high, 26 to 50, or high, 50 plus. Huge number of navigators that were killing it in Medicaid enrollments, okay? So they that's that high number, the 469. The gray bars then are marketplace or private health insurance enrollments, and our navigators much lower performance on that, right? But we have this interesting group. There are 121 of our navigators that enrolled 50 or more people. And because as a state we didn't do so hot in marketplace enrollments overall, we wanted to know what we could find out about them specifically. So first thing that started to emerge, which we found interesting, was that our high marketplace enrollers use social media in their outreach at a much higher rate than our low or no enrollers. Okay, 33% of our high enrollers were using social media. Only 9% of the lower categories were. I want to caution kind of this result, though, because we also find it associated with this higher outreach score in general. And this is actually, there's a typo in this, the box here. The outreach score is created by figuring out different types of outreach they use. So if you do mass marketing, mail campaigns, if you do social media, you get a point for each of those things. So the problem here is that we aren't able to discern whether social media is driving the higher enrollment or just more outreach, more types of outreach that they're doing, mainly for a couple of reasons. Our sample has kind of reduced down so much in this high enroller category, but also we don't have anybody to compare to that's just doing social media. Okay? All of our social media folks are scoring really high on this kind of diverse, wide variety of types of outreach. So a couple implications. One, our navigators are definitely not using social media for outreach purposes at the same rate as the target uninsured demographic. There's a huge opportunity here. The results are starting to kind of suggest that navigators that use or maybe combine social media with other kind of more traditional outreach methods seem to have greater success than their peers, especially when it looks at the marketplace plans. But it definitely, for us, informed some future best practices and allowed us to kind of rethink the outreach piece of our training component. And like I said, as they're just kind of getting underway, we're really excited to have the opportunity to kind of reevaluate this after a second year of open enrollment and as more data comes in to start to see and really piece out what part of this worked and didn't work and what was helpful.